time to catch up with one of our local vets, and this morning it's Ryan Lane, who's a vet at Orange Vet Hospital. Morning, Ryan. How are you going?
Good morning, Alex. Well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Now, we're going to usually you and I talk about the smaller animals in our life, but today we're going to talk about a condition in horses.
Yes, yes. I thought we would talk about something a bit different just because the caseload, certainly with the change in season, is altering a little bit. And the disease we'd love to chat about briefly would be laminitis in horses.
Is that laminitis? That's founder, isn't it?
Correct.
That yeah, right.
You would use the F word, we call it, foundering. It's a horrible disease and a very, very painful one.
Mm. Now, when I was growing up with horses when I was younger, I mean, this was a massive problem, especially during or just after the wet season, because my understanding of it is foundering can be linked pretty closely if they eat too much green grass. Is that right?
Yeah, technically. I mean, it's a very complex disease, and I suppose for the purpose of the radio interview, we can keep as brief as possible, but it is something that a lot of horses experience in their lifetime. Generally, the smaller ponies are a bit more predisposed to it, and it is related to, excessive sugar intake, I guess, and therefore persistent high levels of glucose in the blood that causes inflammation in the feet of a horse. Sometimes it can be one foot, sometimes it can be all of them, and it can be catastrophic. You know, in some cases where this disease cannot be controlled, unfortunately, the horses have to be put down.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Worst case scenario is literally the worst case. Now, I mean, how can you, I guess, tell that this is starting to happen? Because, I mean, you know, sometimes limping in horses, it can just be a stone bruise. Sometimes it can be ring bone even. So, I mean, how can you identify that it's foundering?
Mm-hmm. I think the most common presentation will be my horse doesn't want to move. We had one last night calling at about 5 o'clock. And, yeah, the client sort of stated that my horse just doesn't want to move. And then the client was sort of lacking a little bit of education, and that's okay. That's perfectly fine. It's just a matter of, yeah, once you hear those clinical symptoms, the first thing that comes to mind is laminitis, because the amount of heat and pain in their feet is severe, and they won't move. And sometimes, you know, with bigger horses that get laminitis as well, you can't physically move them because they're so sore, and then, you know, that's when you have to have your vet intervene.
Mm. I mean, is there a way to identify it early, Ryan? I mean, is there a way that we can, before it gets to the point where the poor things can't move?
Yeah, absolutely. I think weight management is always probably the first point to make, and a lot of horses that undergo laminitis are generally a bit obese. Sometimes they'll talk about having a very crusty neck. So it's going to be a matter of looking at your horse and feeling it and going, well, look, maybe my horse is predisposed to getting that. And again, the ponies and the smaller breed of horses are far more predisposed to it. So, and this time of year with all the lush green pick now coming through, anything that's green is basically sugar, and it's full of sugar in them. Water, and it tastes really good, and horses love to eat it, and they put on weight, and it causes the process.
Ryan Lane is with us as a vet at Orange Vet Hospital. We're 4 minutes away from 10 o'clock. This is one of the tough things as well, Ryan, is, you know, we're in a cost of living crisis. People are trying to cut back. So naturally, of course, you know, if you've got green feed around, it's you know, handy to be able to put your ponies and your horses into where the green feed is, so you don't have to go and fork out a lot on chaff or on hay. But, I mean, it's not a matter of just cutting them off completely, is it? Can you give them, you know, can you, you know, paddock swap around a bit, give them a little bit, then put them back onto the dirt and give them some hay?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of methods that we can use. I think the big one would be, you know, if we do see a horse that is overweight, is obviously, you know, monitoring their feed intake. And by that, I mean, we feed the horse and they don't eat the green grass, I guess. There is a very specific sort of set of directions that we can give clients for what they should be feeding to try and reduce weight and reduce the blood sugars and things like that. Grazing muzzles are another great thing that can be used. Some horses hate them, but some of them are really, really responsive to them. And it can physically just mean that the horse is eating, you know, less than half of what they should because of a muzzle on their face. So there's a lot of steps involved. But, yeah, if anyone's worried, it's something that we have to be very, very serious about.
Mm. And I mean, anti-inflammatories, you know, I know that we used to use sometimes powder if my horse's foot was sore. I won't say the brand name, but it's, you know, the blue stuff. I think everyone knows what that is that horses. I mean, is that an option with foundering?
Yeah, it's necessary, absolutely. If any horse is undergoing this inflammatory process, medication in the form of anti-inflammatories is a very critical point to make, along with dietary modification and exercise and all of those things. But, yeah, I think they're certainly necessary in every case.
Good stuff. Look, Ryan, as always, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Ryan Lane there, who's a vet at Orange Vet Hospital. We always like to catch up with a vet every couple of Fridays.